Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. Just a quick announcement. Next Monday, August 19th at 9 p.m., Conversations with Dr. Pam conference call. We're going to talk about PMS and hormones and diet for the first 10, 15 minutes, and then I'll answer questions about that or anything else you think you'd like to ask me. So today we'll continue with the review of Dr. Campbell's most incredible book. I have to tell you, I'm more excited about him coming to this year's convention than all the other times that we had him in Columbus, because I'm just anxious to hear more about what he has to say about all these very interesting topics. But we're talking about reductionism, and the supplement business is alternative medicine's version of reductionism. While the alternative health community criticizes traditional medical doctors for the use of drugs, alternative health practitioners have fallen into the very same erroneous thinking that nutrients taken out of food are at least as good as, and sometimes better, than the whole foods in which we find them. The logic, Campbell says, is that oranges are good for us. Oranges have vitamin C. Therefore, vitamin C is good for us, even if we take it in a pill. The problem is, that's really not true. Campbell cites some fascinating research conducted at Cornell by a Chinese student who studied the effect of an apple on health. Dr. Liu is his name, found that 100 grams of apple, or a half a cup, had an antioxidant vitamin C activity equivalent to 1,500 milligrams of vitamin C. But an analysis showed that 100 grams of apple contains only 5.7 milligrams of vitamin C. In other words, the vitamin C activity of an apple is 263 times as potent as the same amount of isolated chemical. Campbell says this is due to the interaction with other antioxidant chemicals in the apple. Dr. Liu conducted further research on this synergistic interaction between vitamin C and other antioxidants in food and discovered that their biological effects were not limited to just antioxidant activity. These included inhibiting proliferation of cells, which of course is cancer, decreasing cholesterol, and slowing markers of aging. And the phenomenon is similar for all nutrients in food, which is why discussions of nutrient content of food and recommended daily intake are irrelevant. We should be focusing on a health-promoting diet rather than focusing on the actions of individual nutrients. The supplement industry, however, has based its business on the idea that there's a single active ingredient in foods and that the effect of the active ingredient can be maintained even if it's extracted from the food. Campbell calls this the natural medicine approach to health and states that it's no more effective for treating disease than drugs and that isolated nutrients can actually be harmful. And you guys have heard me talking about that for a long, long time. Campbell states that the supplement industry is actually even more effective at promoting their products than the drug companies in some ways. They can claim that supplements are natural, the same as found in food, but there actually is nothing natural about consuming nutrients that have been extracted from food. Lots of money has been invested in studies looking for positive effects, and most have shown little effect and even harm. And then Campbell goes on to describe some examples, which I'll cover when we pick this up tomorrow. But the key is, I think, the take-home point is that treating symptoms and looking for magical substances, whether it's isolated nutrients or drugs, to try to address disease and to promote health, it's just as misdirected if you're using nutrients from food as you are using drugs. And we should be focused on holism, W-H-O-L-I-S-M, whole, the title of the book, focusing on the total person and the total dietary pattern. That's where true health comes from, and that's how health issues can be resolved. So I'll stop there, and we will pick it up again tomorrow. That's all for now, and have a great day.